Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the curated event, an event that's specifically for credit unions and fintechs and how they're working together. Lots of sessions going on at the same time. They're calling it like a music festival in there. You can go to one stage and go check that out. Go to another stage and check that out. But hey, let's do some introductions, shall we? Blake Woods from Community Financial Credit Union. Blake, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. Good to be back on the show.
Yeah, no doubt. So share with me some of your... Why are you attending Curated? What brings you here?
You know what? I'm just a huge music fan. I heard there was a music festival going on.
I did too.
You know, kind of like a music festival. You've got some of your bigger names on the main stage,
yeah.
But at those events, I always tend to go to the smaller stages and find the up-and-comers,
yeah.
And so that's
yeah.
what I've been doing this okay. morning, and really... my goal here to, you know, we've got a lot of change coming to the credit union,
yeah.
a lot of new things, but this is how you kind of load up the front end of that funnel with some of these kind of early stage
yeah.
fintechs and partners that are here this week.
Which one were you in? I saw you in
one. I was just
one...
at Spave.
Oh, at Spave. Okay.
Yes.
I just had them on the show. Yeah.
Did
is
you?
Susan here or?
They've got a whole team
oh,
here.
Oh, they have
yes.
a whole here team. Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. How was that one? Any takeaways from that one?
Excellent. We're very interested in Spave. I think, you know, with the name like Community Financial, we're
mm-hmm.
very focused on
yeah.
that. Side of the business, and it just checks a lot of boxes, and they've really tried to focus their effort towards younger members and
yeah.
connect banking to community
yeah.
in a way that I think kind of speaks to the history of credit unions
mm-hmm.
and who we were when we entered the
yeah.
market,
yeah.
and so it's exciting to see that take on community giving. It's a refreshing take.
Yeah, they are in the credit union wheelhouse for sure. What Spave does.
Definitely.
So yeah, I can see why you're interested for sure. All right, let's talk about Community Financial here, because Tansley Stearns is putting together the all-star team at Community Finance, and you are amongst that team, sir, so congratulations. And so tell me about what's going on at that credit union, because you guys are making some waves already, and it's really exciting to see.
Thanks. I'm trying to brand myself as like a scrappy role player amongst the all-stars. That's what I'd like to do. But yeah, I get a chance every month to talk to our new onboarding class, and being a VP of innovation, I like to pick their brains. Many of them come from outside the financial services world or just from different backgrounds, and each and every class there is just dynamic individuals coming into the credit union. So it's really exciting. You know, we talk about the war for talent a lot, and people think about that as you know, a negative, but I really see us kind of being on the front foot and attracting the talent that we'll need to bring about the change we're
yeah.
looking to make in the industry.
Yeah. What's different about what's going on there? Because obviously Tansley is really kind of setting the stage for obviously you guys are successful now, but I can't imagine, I mean, I'm just imagining what's going to be happening in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years on, you know, what's the roadmap, if you will.
Yeah, sure.
There's something special going on there.
There is, and you know, what I'd say first though is excellent foundation to build upon. The word that Tansley uses a lot is springboard.
Yeah.
And just to give an example, a team that I manage there, they're in 52 schools across the state doing financial education, running student-run credit unions
yeah.
where the students are the employees.
Yeah.
So we have this incredible foundation to build on. And I like to think what some of the change that's going to be is bringing technology, bringing a digital-first mentality
mm-hmm.
to that
mm-hmm.
great foundation that's
mm-hmm.
built. That's where we're heading.
Okay.
And so it's meeting great partners like
yeah.
we are this week, and just trying to redefine what a credit union could be.
Good deal. Yeah, you guys are redefining it for sure, and it's really exciting to watch from afar. So I think the rest of the industry is kind of watching too. So it's good to see. And the other thing is, like, what's going on in Michigan with all these credit unions doing some really forward things? Because we got MSU, FCU here doing some great things. Obviously, Community Financial. There's a number of other great credit unions in Michigan that are doing some fantastic things. What's going on in Michigan that's really pushing the envelope there?
You know, that's a funny question, because some of the fintechs that are here pitching credit unions have asked me that same thing too. What's going on in Michigan? And you know, one thing, I went to Michigan State. I was a former MSU-FCU member when I was at school there, and the football coach there, Mark D'Antonio, used to always say, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
And I think when you've got you know, tremendous credit unions like we have in the state. We make each other better.
Yeah.
And you know, I've had good conversations with Lake Trust and with MSUFCU this week. Very open to sharing their plans. And I think together we can build a better community for Michiganders. Yeah, that's what we're after.
And you guys can obviously you guys talk to each other and collaborate. Again, the credit union superpower. So that just kind of adds to it, right? So
definitely.
So you guys say, hey, what's working, what's not working?
And, definitely. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, too. Like, there's things that when I see Lake Michigan do something, I say, oh, we should have done that, right? and so there's that competitive nature that drives us.
Sure.
But it's a healthy competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I said, these are great people. You sit down and meet with them, and you realize they're trying to help the same communities that we all live and work in.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that common bond, and we've got a common enemy as well in some of the for-profit bankers in the world.
Yeah,
so
no doubt. All right, last question for you, and I'll let you off the hot seat here, Blake.
Okay.
Hey, what are one or two takeaways that you're going to take back to Community Financial from either Curated or even FinTech Meetup?
Gosh, you know,
I bet there's a lot.
there is a lot. I think there's a lot we could be doing. Like ChatGPT has been talked about a lot here, robotics process automation.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too.
A lot of, as a VP of innovation, you come in new to an organization, people go, he's just going to create a lot of more work for us. But a lot of the solutions I saw this week were actually things where we could help simplify or make things easier, both for our internal members and external members.
Yeah.
And so I'm definitely going to take some of that learning back. I think there's some things we can do to free up busy work on our side and enable our teammates to really focus on, you know, helping make people's financial dreams come true.
Agreed.
That's what we're looking to do.
Agreed.
So that's probably the biggest one for me.
Alrighty, sir. Well, on that, I'm going to let you get going. Blake Woods, always a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Thanks,
well done. Blake Woods, Community Financial Credit Union, doing some really, really cool things in the industry. Keep an eye on this credit union, guys. Watch them.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.